going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices and give you a 5-year price guarantee on talk, text, and data. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 8 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. One dead, several injured as boats collide off Florida shore. We have the story.
I'm Rodney Price. A weekend shooting turns fatal and a suspect is arrested. We have the full story coming up.
Paramedic stabbed by a patient in Kansas City. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
At least one person is dead, several others injured after a boat collision off the shores of Clearwater, Florida. Fox's Jordan Bowen is there with the latest.
This boat crash involved a recreational vessel and the Clearwater Ferry. Now, the Clearwater Ferry, we're told, had 42 people on board. At around 8:40, a call came in that a recreational boat had crashed into the ferry. We spoke with some passengers on the ferry. They tell me that they could see this boat coming straight towards the ferry. The second mate on board this boat raised alarm with the captain. They said she was screaming, very, very heightened emotions, concerned that this boat was going to hit the ferry. Moments later, the boat made impact, crashed into the ferry. At that point, passengers said many people fell over, people were injured.
Police say the boat that collided with the ferry fled the scene. The vessel was found, but it's not clear if there are any arrests made.
A 21-year-old man who was shot in a motel parking lot Friday night died. A suspect is in custody.
The incident was reported a little after 8 p.m. outside the Afton Motel, located in the 800 block of South Broadway near Kellogg. Wichita police say the victim, identified as Martavian Davis, was involved in a disturbance shortly before he was shot. He was driven to a local hospital, but later died. The suspect, 35-year-old James Owens of Wichita, turned himself in to police Saturday afternoon. He was booked into the Sedgwick County Jail for first-degree murder. It is believed that Owens and Davis knew each other. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
A paramedic with the Kansas City Fire Department has died after being stabbed by a patient he was transporting to a hospital early Sunday morning.
Just before 1 a.m., Kansas City Fire Department crews were dispatched to North Oak Traffic Way and 152 Highway for a welfare check on a woman who was seen walking on the side of the road. When emergency responders arrived, they reportedly took the woman in the ambulance, but while en route to the hospital, the woman stabbed the paramedic in the chest with an edged weapon or sharp object. The paramedic was later identified as 29-year-old Graham Hoffman. Hoffman's partner stopped to help and take the woman into custody, but was also assaulted by the patient. Both paramedics were taken to a hospital, with Hoffman succumbing to his injuries later Sunday afternoon. Hoffman had served with the fire department since 2022. Kansas City police have the woman in custody, but are not releasing her identity at this time. Phil Hildebrand, KNSS News.
At least 11 people are dead, 20 more injured, after an SUV rammed into a street festival in Vancouver, Canada. Fox's Stephanie Bennett reports.
Now, Acting Police Chief Steve Rye said a black Audi SUV drove through the crowd at the Lapu-Lapu Filipino Heritage Festival as the event was actually wrapping up. The driver, a 30-year-old man, was taken into custody after initially being apprehended by bystanders. And Chief Rye says the suspect has a significant history of interactions with police and healthcare professionals related to mental health. Now, they say a risk assessment was done before the event, but officials say they determined that dedicated police officers and heavy vehicle barricades would not be deployed.
Chief Rye says law enforcement was not aware of any threats to the Filipino community before the attack.
The Drug Enforcement Administration led a massive raid in Colorado. Fox's Christina Coleman has more.
More than 100 illegal aliens were arrested during a major drug bust at an illegal underground nightclub frequented by MS-13 and Trindade-Aragua gang members, according to federal authorities. The raid happened in Colorado Springs. Attorney General Pam Bondi says cocaine, meth, and pink cocaine were seized, and two people were arrested on existing warrants during this raid. Guns were also found. Over 300 members of federal law enforcement, along with local agencies, carried out this operation.
The active duty service members allegedly acting as security for the makeshift nightclub were handed over to the Army Criminal Investigations Division. KNSS News Time now, 8:04, 4 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Kansas City Royals shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., what's the status of his hitting streak? We'll have highlights coming up in sports.
Final autopsy report for actor Gene Hackman and his wife has been released. That story and more just ahead on the KNSS Morning News. Hey, it says news time now, 8:07, 7 minutes past 8 o'clock. A Wichita man has been sentenced to, in the death of a one-year-old child. 26-year-old Kaven Richards was convicted in March for the death of Tayton Anderson, who was fatally injured as shots were fired into an apartment on South Oliver. Richards was sentenced to life in prison without the possibility for parole for 54 years. Two other suspects are charged in the case.
Public getting a chance to bid a final farewell to the late Pope Francis. Fox's Ashley Strohmeyer reports.
Lines to visit his tomb at St. Mary Major in Rome wrapped around the blocks on Sunday. It was the first day the public was able to view it since his funeral on Saturday. His simple marble tomb is only inscribed with his name. Francis is the first pope to be laid to rest outside the Vatican in more than a century.
The College of Cardinals is in the midst of a period of mourning for Pope Francis. Those cardinals are expected to begin selecting a new pope next week.
Congress returns to session this week, and congressional Republicans are still negotiating a big, beautiful bill to advance some of President Trump's policies. Fox's Molly Line has the latest.
Congressional Republicans resume work this week on advancing President Trump's agenda. They are tackling a massive multi-trillion dollar policy package that includes tax cuts, increased spending on defense and immigration. The House is aiming to pass the bill by the end of May. It comes as congressional Democrats continue to rail against the GOP's efforts. House Minority Leader Hakeem Jeffries and Senator Cory Booker held a sit-in on the steps of the U.S. Capitol in protest.
Congressional Republicans have already passed a framework that included tax cuts and spending on defense, energy, and border security.
The final autopsy for actor Gene Hackman and his wife have been released, and that's after the two were found dead in February.
The Office of the Medical Investigator in New Mexico said in its autopsy report that Hackman had a history of congestive heart failure. It also said remote myocardial infarctions were present, as well as neurodegenerative features consistent with Alzheimer's disease. A toxicology report found trace amounts of acetone in his system. The solvent used for chemicals is also a product of fasting-induced ketoacidosis. His wife, Betsy, died from hantavirus, which is transmitted by rodents. Hackman tested negative for that disease. He was 95. His wife was 63. Jill Nato, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 8:10, 10 minutes past 8 o'clock.
Traffic volumes are getting a little bit thinner out there, so things improving on the roadways, but continue to watch out in some high traffic areas. We've got a stalled out vehicle eastbound on Kellogg between Dugan and Hoover. A little bit of a slowdown there. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center. I'm Chad Chambers.
Partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 82 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 52. Tuesday cooler. 50% chance for rain tomorrow. And the high 62 degrees. Now cloudy. A south wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. 69 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Stephen, 10 in the morning here on this Monday. And Pope Francis laid to rest over the weekend, and there are still things going on there, and we want to check on what's happening with Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage, who was in attendance there. Jonathan, nice to have you with us this morning. Are you there?
Yes, good morning. Good morning from the Vatican City itself.
I didn't really have a question for you, did I? No, it was... We were watching, my wife and I were watching over the weekend, and I was struck by this, that there was a lot that went on as far as the ceremony was concerned and how it was done and everything, but it was planned, either it was planned in an emergency or they were pretty much planning ahead, because it seemed to me it went off very well.
Yes, this would have been structured and planned out well in advance. In fact, Pope Francis had made it clear that he didn't want his funeral mass to be quite as long and elaborate as that of some popes. It lasted about 2 hours in the end. And it was obviously a grand occasion with world leaders there, including President Trump, all the highest ranking members of the Catholic Church. And then beyond that, in St. Peter's Square, then right down the avenue into Rome, some 250,000 people who came from all over the world and from all over Italy to take part in a moment of history.
And where is the Pope to be buried, or is he buried now?
Yes, after the funeral service, there was a procession through Rome to a basilica 4 miles away, the Basilica of St. Mary Major. Pope Francis became the first pope in over 100 years not to be buried inside the Vatican City itself. The Basilica of St. Mary Major was absolutely crucial to him. He went to pray there before and after every international trip. He prayed there within 24 hours of becoming pope, and it was there that he was laid to rest on Saturday afternoon. Since then, thousands have been filing past the tomb. Very simple tomb, incidentally, as was his request. A white marble stone with the word Franciscus carved upon it, a single crucifix bathed by a single spotlight with a white rose lying across the tomb.
That's modest, modest. Listen, and what happens now? I mean, does a conclave get together? When does that happen, or do we know?
This morning, the Vatican announced that the conclave will begin on Wednesday, May 7th. So 1 week on Wednesday, it will begin. It will consist of all the cardinals under the age of 80. There's about 135 of them. They will get together inside the Sistine Chapel. They will be shut off from the outside world. They will deliberate, debate, vote, and ultimately decide on the next leader of the Roman Catholic Church. They will vote up to four times a day until one candidate gets a 67% majority. Only then will white smoke come out of the Sistine Chapel chimney, and the world will know that they have a new pope.
Maybe you don't know, but how did he present? Who would they? Was it like a normal business meeting? Somebody stands up and said, "I nominate so and so," or do you have any idea, Jonathan?
Well, there's sort of, I suppose, official debates and conversations, but behind the scenes, even now, before this starts, the cardinals are no doubt having chats over coffee, over wine, over their meals, talking about who they think is best placed to be pope. And then they will speak more formally when the conclave begins. And then they have a sort of fairly elaborate voting system. They write the name of their chosen pontiff on a piece of card. It goes into a ballot box, and then it's tallied. And then after the vote, they burn the ballot papers, adding an additive for black smoke if there's no pope chosen, and an additive for white smoke if there is a pope chosen.
So you said there are 135 cardinals involved in this, right?
Yes, 135 are eligible to vote, but we think two or three may be too unwell to take part.
Oh, and what does it take to win? Some majority, or do you know?
they need a 67% majority. They need two-thirds of cardinals to vote for them. That's why it can take quite a while. The last two conclaves only lasted a couple of days, but one in the past lasted 3 years. Hopefully it won't last this long this time.
Of course, Pope Francis was the first pope from Latin America, correct?
That's correct.
We've never had an American pope, have we?
No, but, you know, it's certainly possible this time. 80% of the cardinals taking part were actually appointed by Pope Francis. And he made it important to him to appoint cardinals from all over the world, from parts of the world where the Catholic Church is strong, where it's growing, where congregations are high, to get more geographical diversity, which perhaps makes it even more likely than ever that we will have a pope from outside Europe, perhaps even an American pope.
How about that? All right. Hey, listen, thank you. Appreciate it. Good information this morning. Fox News Radio's Jonathan Savage reporting from London on the selection of a new pope. 8:16 now, Stephen 10 in the morning here on KNSS. It's sports time with Ted Woodward, sir.
All right, we'll take a look at, though, I have a lot of great baseball news for you from some of the big teams. The Shockers lost 13-4 yesterday at X Stadium to South Florida, dropping 2 out of 3 on the weekend. It is Monday, so it's time for WSU Coaches Shows Night, weekly editions. Baseball coach Brian Green is up first at 6 o'clock, and then softball coach Christy Breadbenner at 7 o'clock. Shocker baseball team did snap a 9-game losing streak on the weekend. Softball team had a 3-1 week. You can hear those coaches shows tonight on 97.5 and 1240 KFH. The Wichita Wind Surge had a great month of April at home, despite yesterday. Yesterday was a 12-4 loss to the Springfield Cardinals, but Wichita did finish 9-3 in their 12 home games in the month of April. And the Wind Surge now getting ready. They'll be on the road for the next couple of weeks. So it'll be a while before we have a home game downtown. An off day today as the Wind Surge gets ready to travel. Major League Baseball yesterday afternoon. The Kansas City Royals were going for a perfect week on a 6-game winning streak, but they could not get that extended. The Astros beat the Royals 7-3 yesterday. You heard the game right here on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. The big story for the Royals, well, they lost, but shortstop Bobby Witt Jr., could he keep the hitting streak going? You heard it here on KNSS.
Bobby's had a quiet day. He has struck out looking and struck out swinging today. He's got an 18-game hit streak. He has not yet extended today. The longest of his career, the longest in the big leagues. 0-1 on Bobby. Now the pitch. And he swings and hits it fair up the left field line inside third base. It'll be extra bases for Bobby. India being waved around third as the ball's picked up in the corner by DeCenzo. Bobby Witt Jr. extends his hit streak to 19 games, and he makes it count with an RBI double, and the Royals are on the board. They're down 4-1.
All right, Bobby Witt Jr. got the 19-game hitting streak, longest in the big leagues right now. An off day today for the Royals as they get ready to head out on the road. Boy, the KU baseball team continues to impress. Jayhawks win at Utah yesterday, 12-11 for a 3-game sweep. That's now an 8-game winning streak for the Jayhawks. They are in second place in the Big 12 Conference, top 30 in the nation in RPI. 35-10 now on the season for KU. Most baseball wins in 11 years for the Jayhawks. And the KU softball team pulled off an upset yesterday in Lawrence, beat 23rd-ranked Oklahoma State 3-2. Nice upset win for the KU softball team. Pro golf on the Champions Tour in Georgia yesterday. The winner was 58-year-old Jerry Kelly. It's not a surprise, really. That's his 13th win on the Champions Tour. He gets $300,000 for that win, a guy that competed a couple of times back in the 1990s, in the Wichita Open Golf Tournament. Jerry Kelly is now a 13-time winner on the Champions Tour, PGA Golf. College baseball, Fort Hays State is ranked number 21 in the nation. Fort Hays wins yesterday at home, beat Northwest Missouri State 4-3. Fort Hays has won 7 of 9, now 32-12 on the season. And Fort Hays baseball is ranked number 21 in the nation. A little birthdays today for you. About former Kansas City Chiefs kicker Pete Stojanovic is 58 today. Played 5 years with the Kansas City Chiefs. Finished his career in the top 35 in NFL history in just about every kicking category you could think of. Former Chiefs kicker Pete Stojanovic is 58 today. And a big Shocker birthday to baseball legend Russ Moorman for the Shockers. It's his birthday. He is 63 today. hit 47 home runs for the Shockers in only 2 years. Most ever by a Shocker in a two-year span. Russ Moorman is number two all-time for the Shockers in slugging percentage, behind only Joe Carter. Russ Moorman's junior year, 1982, led the nation with 130 runs driven in, and led the Shockers to their first appearance in the College World Series. In that World Series, Russ Moorman drove in 12 runs and hit 409. Then he came back to play for the Shockers one more year, his senior year in 1983, led the nation again with 105 runs driven in, hitting 23 home runs and batting 439. Pretty good.
Pretty good numbers.
Yep. And he played 9 years in the big leagues with the White Sox, Royals, and the Marlins. He was a first-round draft pick by the White Sox. Here's the thing with Russ Moorman. He had 1,600 hits in the minor leagues, mostly in AAA with the White Sox, but he only got 117 hits in the major leagues. Couldn't quite seem to find a place to have a daily role in the major leagues.
How many years was he in the minors? Seven? Six,
a long,
seven?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, to get 1,600 hits in the minors, that's a long haul. I saw Russ Moorman play for the White Sox in Old Comiskey Park long, long ago, back in the 1980s. Happy birthday to Shocker slugger Russ Moorman, legend. He is 63 today. And happy birthday to my brother Ned.
Ned!
Huge K-State fan. Happy birthday to my baby brother Ned, celebrating a birthday today. And apparently he brought me back some Mr. Pibb from Ottawa, Kansas yesterday.
Well, it's not your birthday. Why did he bring you?
Well, he's just good. He just makes a run for me like Smokey and the Bandit.
Just play it ahead.
I gotta have my Mr. Pibb.
Play it ahead, Dave.
Exactly.
There you go.
Like you said, pay it forwards. Happy birthday, Nettie. Thanks for the pib.
All right. 822 now. Keep it here for the Hannity Morning Minute. Sean says Trump inherited this mess. That's on the way. Steve at 10 in the morning here on KNSS.
On 98.7 and 1330 KNSS.
Good morning, Steve McIntosh. Ted Woodward, 830 on a Monday morning, 69 degrees. Mourners gathered at St. Mary Major Basilica on the second day of Pope Francis' funeral. Fox's Lauren Green with more in St. Peter's Square in Vatican City.
Lines to visit his tomb at St. Mary Major in Rome wrapped around the blocks on Sunday. It was the first day the public was able to view it since his funeral on Saturday. His simple marble tomb is only inscribed with his name. Francis is the first pope to be laid to rest outside the Vatican in more than a century.
No date has been set for the conclave, but it's expected to start between May 5th and May 10th. A motorcyclist is hospitalized after crashing into a bus in downtown Wichita Friday night.
It happened a little after 11 p.m. at the intersection of Douglas and Water near Century 2. The Kansas Highway Patrol says the motorcycle driver, 18-year-old Bailey Ide, was going the wrong way on Water Street when his motorcycle collided with the front of a bus heading west on Douglas. KHP said Ide was wearing a helmet and safety equipment. He was taken to the hospital with suspected serious injuries. The 64-year-old bus driver was not injured. Rodney Price, KNSS News.
With the city of Wichita facing a budget deficit in the coming years, there has been talk among some council members of increasing or adding taxes to help offset the shortfall. Councilman J.V. Johnston says he's opposed to this line of thinking.
You know, I'm definitely a no vote. There's no way I'd rate property taxes, and we need to find ways that we can lower property taxes. So it's just a non-starter for me to raise property taxes.
J.B. Johnson was a guest Sunday night on the John Whitmer Show on KNSS. Murder charges have been filed against a man stemming from a fatal shooting outside a Wichita motel. 34-year-old Craig Steele was charged with first-degree murder and criminal discharge of a firearm. Police believe he was involved in a fight near Broadway and Harry that ended in the fatal shooting of 33-year-old Eric Lopez Morales. Bond was set at $1 million. A Wichita woman has been sentenced in a fatal hit and run. 20-year-old Peyton Elliott was given 36 months probation, which also comes with an underlying sentence of 31 months in prison if she violates the terms of her probation. Albert was convicted in the death of 28-year-old Jazz Brooks in a hit-and-run crash last June. North Korea is confirming for the first time that it sent troops to fight for Russia in the war against Ukraine. And the U.S. State Department is saying that has to stop.
Ukraine has said North Korea sent about 14,000 troops to fight alongside Russian forces. The North Korean Central News Agency quoted Kim Jong-un as saying, "Those North Koreans are heroes." But Reuters reports the U.S. State Department sent out an email saying, "We continue to be concerned by North Korea's direct involvement in the war, North Korea's military deployment to Russia, and any support provided by the Russian Federation to North Korea in return must end." A spokesperson said any third country like North Korea bears responsibility for the war. Jill Nato, Fox News.
Stephen, 10 in the morning, KNSS 849 here on this Monday morning. Three big things.
Three.
Kansas City paramedics stabbed to death by a patient en route to a hospital.
Two.
21-year-old man shot and killed in Wichita Motel parking lot. Suspect is in custody.
One.
At least one dead after boat and ferry collide off the Florida coast near Clearwater. Three big things, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Things looking a lot better in traffic right now. Some lighter traffic volumes out there. Continue to watch out for a little bit of a slowdown. Stalled out vehicle northbound I-135 south of 21st. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. In the Accident Recovery Team Traffic Center, I'm Jad Chambers.
Partly sunny and breezy today with a high of 82 degrees. 50% chance for rain tonight. The overnight low 52. And Tuesday cooler, 50% chance for rain tomorrow with a high of 62. So cooling off quite a bit tomorrow. Now a cloudy sky, south wind gusting to 29 miles per hour, 69 degrees at Wichita Severe Weather Station, 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. And trading's underway on Wall Street this morning. The Dow is up by 217 points. The S&P trading up by 18 and the NASDAQ is up almost 46 points.
In a local business update from the Wichita Business Journal, Wichita's Textron Aviation reporting a 2% increase in revenue in the first financial quarter of the year compared with the same period last year. Textron Inc. is the parent company of Wichita's Textron Aviation, releasing financial details from the first quarter in a filing with the U.S. Securities and Exchange Commission. Textron Aviation, a subsidiary of Textron, reported $1.2 billion in revenue for the first quarter, a slight decrease from $1.3 billion the previous quarter, also reporting a $24 million increase from 1 year ago. Textron Aviation is Wichita's second-largest employer, with about 10,700 full-time workers. The company delivered 31 jets during the first 3 months of the year. That's just down one from 32 deliveries in the previous quarter. And it's also down 36 year over year.
The Primary Care Associates Medical Office Building in Wichita is scheduled for an auction more than a decade after it was acquired by a real estate investment trust. The nearly 40,000 square foot building at 7111 East 21st Street is scheduled for an auction through LoopNet beginning today through the 30th with a starting bid of $800,000. It's 86% occupied by tenants and is currently owned by Irvine, California-based American Healthcare REIT, which acquires, owns, and operates a portfolio of clinical healthcare properties across the U.S. The company has spent approximately $872,000 in upgrades in the property, including for the common area lobby, parking lot asphalt, HVAC units, and tenant improvement allowances, in addition to a roof replacement in 2017. And that's local business news this morning from the Wichita Business Journal with Steve and Ted in the morning. You were doing, of course, the entertainment news a while ago, and I wanted to let you know over the weekend I was watching Turner Classics, as I do. And
I do, too.
We do, yeah. And they had on a classic in my mind, The Thing from Outer Space.
You love that movie.
Oh, I saw it when I was a kid. First time, and I was riveted. I thought, this is pretty cool.
It's a good thriller.
It's a black and white.
Yeah. Good horror movie.
It's got some, not any really, really big name stars in it, but Howard Hawks directed it. Mm-hmm. He went on to become a great director, very well known. They're basically an object lands at the North Pole.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be a UFO.
Yeah, a little spoiler alert.
And some guys up there doing some scientific research from the Air Force have to go out and figure out what it is.
Yeah.
Well, there in the ice, it's a great big round thing, but there in the ice next to it is a being of some sort.
Yeah, something going on.
And that is...
Every morning brings a fresh new energy.
This is Today with
Sophie. And no matter what the day holds, we come to the Today Show for all of it.
When things are tough, we talk about it. When there's something to figure out, we dig into it. And when there's joy, we celebrate it.
Because today is where it's all happening. We get the best start to every morning because we start it together.
Watch the Today Show with Savannah Guthrie and Craig Melvin weekdays at 7 a.m. on NBC.
You chop them out of the ice. I would give it all away, but if you want to, it's pretty good.
It's good. It's a good
movie. It's a good movie. And this guy turns out to be a 8-foot carrot, but played by James Arness,
yes.
who would be the star. He was our Matt Dillon on TV for years and years and years. Loved it. The Thing. And in that, you know, in the vein of tradition and good things, how about going to Shelley and I dining at Ty's Diner Saturday afternoon?
Oh, now that
is. And you're probably out the ball game slaving away over a hot microphone. And there was Shelley and me with a couple of cheeseburgers.
Now, to me, that's the highlight of the weekend right there.
No kidding.
You trumped me all over the place.
She says, can we get half onion rings and half fries?
Yeah, get the frings.
Okay, we got the frings.
Yeah. Nice.
It was
nice.
It was pretty darn nice. We got over there. They opened at 11, and we were there shortly after 11, and we didn't have to wait. They had a little booth there for us, and they weren't really that busy on the Saturday afternoon. Maybe it was the weather or something. But there you go. Ties. Yeah, highlight of the weekend.
Well, that is fantastic.
On this date, 236 years ago, this really happened. 1789, mutiny on the Bounty. Mutineers seized a British ship called the Bounty and set Captain William Bligh and 18 sailors adrift in a launch on the South Pacific.
Pretty fascinating real life story.
And they made three movies out of it.
What was the third one?
I don't know. I know there was the one with Brando and the one with Gable.
Those are the only two I've seen.
Apparently there was another
one. There's another one?
I'll have to look it up. But what a movie. And then these guys and the mutineers went on an island and they had to stay there for the rest of their lives.
Yeah. And their descendants are still there?
Still there. All right, Steve and Ted here. Coming up, we've got the Glenn Beck program here on KNSS. Trump website is selling Trump 2028 hats. We're going to talk about that. Top of the hour news, at least one dead after boats collide off the Florida coast. If you missed any of today's show or just want to listen again, go to the free Odyssey app. Thanks for listening. Stay tuned for Glenn Beck, Dana Lash, news updates all day. We are Steve and Ted in the Morning on 98.7 and 1330 KNSS Wichita. The following is...